All right, we can get started. Good morning. We're here with Kate Nana Beal from Isaiah 55 in Reynosa. And why don't y'all just start and give us a little update about what's been going on down there? I know that there's been good things and hard things going on that we've been praying for. So just start and give us a little update, whoever wants to talk.
Well, it's been quite a bumpy road since the first of the year with different people with different sicknesses and whatnot. And cartel kicked up for a little while there, getting their territory sorted back out. And we had two spring break teams, great teams. And then we had a death of a staff member, which was kind of took the breath out of us, and still working through that. So hadn't been but 5 weeks.
It's that, yeah.
Something, 4 or 5 weeks now. And that was the husband of our head cook.
And he worked, they've both been with us for 13 years. So they're just part of our team and like family.
Yeah. They were as much missionaries as any of the rest of us.
How's she doing?
She's doing well. She and I were processing yesterday. She doesn't really want to talk about it much. She and Nono didn't even look at each other for a few weeks. But she is starting to want to process a little bit. So we talked a little bit yesterday. She was showing me some pictures and we were remembering when we went on this medical trip, and she's doing okay. Her family is very, very supportive, and his family is very supportive. So they have an older brother. There's 6 girls and 1 older brother. And his 2 children, who are 17 and 20, have moved in with her. She kind of helped raise them, and she's very close to them because they didn't want her to be alone. And that was her great fear, and that's what just kind of destroyed all of us, is thinking about her going home every day after – every day she comes in, it's a bit of a trigger. And so that's been hard because they've ridden together to work to get here for 13 years. And so to go home and have life in her house, to have her niece and nephew there, has been a real gift. So she's doing okay. She has good days and bad days and sad days, but she did come back. We weren't sure for a couple of weeks what she was going to feel up to do. And it happened during our board meeting. And then, right during at the tail end of the afternoon of the board meeting. And then, to get ready for teams, the 2 weeks before teams are huge, and getting the building ready and, doing all those things. And we just weren't sure what she was going to be able to do, but her family really wanted her to come. So she did. And she's pushing through. It's just hard. It's hard for everybody.
I can't imagine. We've been praying for y'all in that respect.
Just a lot of sadness.
Work teams starting up was good. It breathed some life.
Yeah. What are the work teams focusing on this summer? Anything in particular? Back to the school for the disabled?
So back to the school for the disabled. Will Marcus is working with a team, finishing up that room and a bunch of other stuff. It's a constant, it'll go on for years.
as much as we want to be involved.
Yeah, as much as we want to be involved. Then we have a little bit of work going on at the school.
At our school.
Yeah, we have students are just coming in like crazy. So
we have 38 and we will have 40.
46?
No, we have 36. We just got 2 new ones. We have 3 new ones this week. By September, we will have an enrollment of 40.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's outstanding. Do they go through the summer team?
They get out at the end of June. So the Mexican schools usually go through June. And then most schools will start back in August. We won't start back till September. We want our teachers to have a good 6 weeks off.
Yeah.
They'll come back in September and do a week of training. I mean, in mid-August, do a week of training and get their rooms ready, and then have another week or so. And then we start school. I think it's whatever that Monday is, like the 7th, I think September 7th or something, right after Labor Day.
Right. What about what's going on in the neighborhood now?
Work-wise, last week we had literally raw sewage in the street. And so in fact, I need to send Parker a note that, they left Friday morning and midday Friday, the people showed up and cleaned the sewer out.
The water works, folks. So it's better.
At least it's, that part's better. We still have water in the street, but it's not quite as bad. But so construction wise, we're catching up, for whatever reason, just a lot of little things we didn't get taken care of in the last 6 months. And so teams are catching that up and getting facilities kind of spruced back up. And then of course, you know, the neighborhood ministry continues on whether teams are here or not.
We have four Bible schools that are going to happen this summer too. So we have in the neighborhood, we have that one that we always do. This year, we're adding the last week of school at the deaf school. They're doing this in little Bible school. They did it last year and combined, but this year we're doing one just strictly for the deaf school, deaf students. So everything's adapted for them. And then we have the one at the church, Camino de Fe. And then we have one at Panarti. I don't know, Julie, if you've ever been to Panarti, where we do like the English camps and stuff. It's through the city, and it's kids and some of the in our neighborhood, but other neighborhoods. It's like for the kids who have been kicked out of school,
last
or
chance.
Remedial. It's kind of like the last chance school. So we'll do a Bible school for them.
So most of the kids are from our neighborhood anyhow. So.
But some additional. So ministry's thriving. They've got a lot going on. They just did Bible study last night. We've got some of the migrants, some of the Haitians, are coming to some of the ministries are coming to Bible study. We've got some coming to church. We've got a lady that we've had a relationship with for about 15 years, maybe longer, 20, since we've been 2005, since we've been in Reynosa, that Kelly knew. She was in Boys Town for 40 years, became a believer. She's been gone, now she's back, and so she's coming to church and coming to Bible study. And she's got some Haitian neighbors under her that came to church with us, and have made their way. They've been in Reynosa for about 5 months. And when they left Haiti, she was in Brazil for a while. But anyway, she speaks Portuguese, French, Creole, Spanish, and English. Mm-hmm. So in her travels of trying to get to the U.S., she's been places and just picked up some other languages too. So we have a lot. Our neighborhood has really changed. The dynamic has changed with all the migrants, because a lot of them now are settling in. Some of them just waiting on appointments, which might be a long way off. Some of them realizing, their chance of asylum is probably not going to happen. And so they're just kind of settling in to Reynosa. So I feel like we'll probably have a good many that end up staying. And so it's just going to be very different than it was a few years ago.
Right. Yeah, right now there's about 6,000 refugees in our neighborhood. So it's changed the neighborhood some. And it's, you know, for the most part, they've been very respectful and clean. And so it's
no violence. It's gone very well.
Yeah, been a pleasant surprise.
I'm waiting for some good Caribbean Mexican fusion, some jerk chicken tacos. I can't wait for the new restaurants they're going to pop up. We're going to have some good food down here.
That's a good show.
Vocational training is just wide open.
Awesome.
And, you know, we do the little manufacturing stuff, and that's expanding and hiring, actually two more people from the neighborhood to work in that. The three young men that started originally, and there's been a little bit of change out, but just to see the difference in the countenance in the last 6 months of just getting training, their confidence, their skill level has really been encouraging and fun to see. So
And yeah. one of them, Eric, he and his mom come to Bible study. So they're sort of involved in some of the ministry side of things too.
That's great.
So you're hiring them to be instructors in the vocational school?
No, they are students in this little manufacturing. So they're like paid employees. And so, you know, we get to walk alongside of them 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. And so they're doing a Bible study. They're doing devotionals and then just interacting with Tim Holliday and Jonathan, a national that is running that program for us.
Jonathan had started just building relationship with them. And so now he does a little devotion Bible study with them. Eric, the one who's been there the longest, comes to the Monday night Bible study that Mario does. And Jonathan is also discipling one of them one-on-one. So those relationships are really, really growing and deepening in the way that we always hoped that this would be a doorway into building relationships with a whole nother demographic in our neighborhood.
We had a doctor years ago when we came to Reynosa that worked with us in the medical teams, and he watched us for a couple of years. And finally one day he said something that just made so much sense. He says, if you're going to change this neighborhood, you got to start with the youth. You're not going to change the adults. You got to start with the youth. So that's Mario heard it, but we all heard it. And so that is now, after years, seems to be coming to fruition.
And the cool thing about we're working with the youth, but then the parents are starting to kind of come some too, like outreach. A lot of those kids, so we have the outreach on Tuesday night, which is the kids that are 11 to 15. And some of those kids, parents or uncles, through the relationship with the ministry, have started coming to the Monday night Bible study that is for adults. But it was through the children and through the children's outreach that we've developed a lot of those relationships.
That's great. Speaking of youth, how is Orel doing?
Orel is at Covenant. Yeah. He's doing great. So Debbie Shoka just got married in May, and he, of course, is a cousin. He was in the wedding. So he came down, and he's doing great. He's survived his first year, had Thanksgiving dinner with Tom Gibbs. he's really, really loving it. He's met a girl that he's fairly serious with that's at seminary, too, getting a counseling degree. He's good. He will actually be interning at Seven Rivers at Ray's Church this summer.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and it'll be fun because Aaron and Carlos just moved to, Aaron, who's been with us for 20-something years and then left, they just moved to Crystal River and joined Seven Rivers, and their kids are going to school there. Carlos is doing the Jane's business that opened up in Florida, so he's got the Florida territory. So they were really excited to be able to move to Crystal River and participate and just join in with what's going on there. So it'll be great because Carlos and Orel are cousins.
Oh, that's awesome.
It'll be fun for both of them to be new and do their thing, but still having, you know, some family and to be able to do that together.
Right. Well, Tim and Christy, when we were talking to them a few weeks ago, mentioned something about a garden in the neighborhood. Has that evolved at all?
It is. That's one of Tim's projects. And you know, he's a little discouraged because when our heat starts, it's like somebody turns on a hairdryer. And so he's watching his garden kind of wither, with the heat. But so I think he's figuring out you do fall, winter and spring gardens and just don't expect much during the summer, but it's doing well.
He's got some faithful folks that do it with him. So.
Lynn Henry sent him a hydroponic garden.
Yeah.
And he's getting that going. And so that's one of his fun projects. We all have our little pet from fun projects we do.
Hey, I've been asking all the questions. And there's Carol. Carol joined us.
Hey, love.
Hi, Other questions?
Y'all ever do CEF down there, the Good News Clubs? Y'all ever do that with the kids, the little kids?
We do some things with the smaller kids periodically. I can't remember exactly what they're doing with the outreach kids in Bibles and Bible study, because you know they do a Bible time in outreach too, and so it's their own version. I mean, that's what outreach kind of is. It's like the community center is like a Good News Club with what they do. And then they have for the youth, they do Club de Chico or Club de Chicas on Wednesday for the older kids.
So that's girls and boys. They separate them.
But the super young kids, our neighborhood's a little different than some, and so they find that it's easier to consistently do outreach with, I guess they have some, I think they have to be five. I don't think they do under five that come. Sometimes they have a couple of kids that peer through that have a sibling that they let, but so they do, with the younger kids, and they have their own program. It's just, the neighborhood is very different than some of the backyard clubs that you would have elsewhere.
Right.
I got in a little late, but what about your children? Your two children.
We're doing great. You know, we're all on top of each other, but it works well. And Kelly from Boys Town, her family lives there on Bibb's property too. So everybody's doing well. We have a pile of kids everywhere. The boys are, Bibb and Amy's boys are 11, 9, and 7. And Sadler has Hayes, who's almost 4, and Blake, the only girl who is the princess of all of them. And she's 1.5. Then the Teetsorts have 11-year-old twins and Hazel, who's 13. So we're starting in with our first teenager on the property. So.
All right.
And there's go-karts and bicycles and motorcycles and,
dogs.
It is something.
Are y'all still in the same place you started?
Yes, sir.
All
right. We are. Bibb did a whole big loft in the big barn, and then he bought the 20 acres next to us, and Kelly and Zach built a house on his property, and Sadler and Corbin rent a place from him, but they're going to build, probably in a year, they'll build on our property too. So, yeah, we're just all smiley court, all right there together.
No, do you still have that wood stored in the top of your barn?
I have a good bit of it still left. Bill's been using it some, so.
All
right. Jerry and Peggy are the ones that insisted we buy that place against all my kicking and screaming.
Yep.
They knew what they were talking about.
And Bibb's wife's doing okay?
She is. She has MRIs every 6 months and blood work done. She just had one in March, so she's due. I think she scheduled it for the next couple of weeks. I think she has to have one in July. And she'll have to do that the rest of her life. But she's doing great. I mean, you'd never know that, she had a tumor the size of a lemon in her head. Sometimes when she's swimming or her hair falls apart, you can see her scar. But, I mean, she looks fantastic and is doing great.
That's wonderful. Wow. Great news.
Yeah. When she gets tired every now and then, her one arm might be a little, but you wouldn't notice it. Probably only we would notice.
Right. Right.
But she's doing great.
Good. Anybody else have any questions? William and Daniel, we haven't heard anything from you guys. Y'all got a question?
Uncle No-No, what is your favorite dessert?
Dessert.
Oh.
Cheesecake.
I got a whole list of them, but probably cheesecake would be my favorite dessert.
Ooh, what is cheesecake?
You ask your mama to make you some. You'd like it.
She can make Becky Woodruff's recipe.
No, it's Jane Harris.
Jane Harris, sorry.
From St. John's. That's his favorite from the St. John's cookbook, Jane Harris's recipe.
We'll have to look that up. Wow. Well, we've got the prayer request you sent. Is there anything else you guys would like to add before we go to a time of prayer?
Well, I think y'all it was pretty well covered. We got 2-3 more teams after this, so we'll have summer staff traveling further in Mexico for their little break. So just safety and
sickness. And we've had a virus run through, so pretty much every intern, including Mia, our long-term intern, one-year intern's been sick, and some of the staff. So it just seems to be popping from cold or sick now, from one to the next. So it'd be great to just pray that that would go away and leave us alone.
You know, like I told the team last week, I'm not sure I've ever prayed for a sewer system, but you could put that on our list to get that completely straight. So anyway, believe it or not, that's a biggie.
Yeah. Believe it. All right. Well, and for y'all to get some rest when the summer's over. I know that's important.
We are actually going to get some rest. We, the board has told Nono and I just to lay low in August and September, because really last year was an incredibly hard year for Nono in particular, losing both parents, 2 surgeries, COVID for 10 days, shoulder, it was just and no real break, because when Marcus cut his finger off, Nono had to step in and finish up all of Marcus's work for manufacturing. So we really did not get a break last year. He was sick the entire time we went on our break and had to come back and have surgery. So we are tired. So August and September can't come soon enough.
You gotta stay where you are. Are you gonna go somewhere, or what are you gonna do for the break?
We'll take, you know, we have that old Airstream that we've had forever, and we'll take it. And Kate's never seen the Grand Canyon, so we're going to go to the north rim of the Grand Canyon and then head north a little bit. There's
Zion and Bryce in Utah.
Yeah, and then circle back around probably through southern Colorado and then back down through Texas. So we'll do about 3 weeks on the road.
If we don't leave town, there is no rest. He won't stay out of the barn, and the kids and grandkids are always wanting him to build or do something. So we have to leave town for him to really sit down.
He can't say no.
No, how's the airplane?
You know, I hadn't flown a whole lot in the last 6 months. But we're down to one airplane, or Viv's down to one airplane. And so that's good. I just have one to keep up with, but, I still love it. And hopefully on my break, hopefully I'm going to come to Montgomery. So
all right, come to see us.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, let us know when you come. You fly okay. In, fly out so quick.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Bubba, could you open us up? Paul, can you close us? And anybody who'd like to pray in the between can do so.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. And Lord, I thank you for the years that Nono and Kate have spent in Mexico and different places. But Lord, their faithfulness and longevity and during all the difficult times. And right now, I lift them up and I pray that you would give them the endurance, the energy, what it takes for the next, a couple of months to get through the summer and the teams. And then, Lord, I pray that you would give them a good break, a good time away, Lord, that they can completely relax and enjoy each other and just enjoy the time with you away from the work there. But we do lift that up. We thank you for what's going on. And, Lord, we will pray for the sewer that it gets cleaned out and it would just clean up the area where they are. Lord, as the other teams come in, and for the families that lost the father and husband, Lord, that you would just encourage them. I know it's a difficult time to go through, but you would strengthen them and, Lord, encourage them also. And Lord, as you go through the summer with these teams coming in, Lord, that they would be encouraged, Lord, but some of the people coming through might be encouraged to be in full-time ministry, and I thank you for the interns they have there. How you've used this ministry over the years to really encourage people to get into ministry. So what a blessing it is to be involved with not only Kate, but so on. So, Lord, we just, again, thank you that we can come and share with them this morning there and us being here and just hear about what's going on and just be encouraged by what we hear and what we see. So thank you again for all you're doing in their lives and the ministry. And, Lord, I pray you would continue to use us here, Lord, to encourage them, support them, and send out more people into the world. And I pray this in Christ's name.
Lord, thank you for allowing us this time this morning to talk to Kate and Anna. Thank you for their life and their mission and the lives that have been changed because of them. And we just ask that you will continue to protect and bless Isaiah 55 and be with them as they still grieve the loss of their friend there, Lord. We just ask that you will give them the strength and encouragement to move on and to continue your good work, Lord. We just ask that you will sustain them through the summer and give them rest at the end of the summer, Lord. And pray for next year that there'll be less trials and blessings for next year, Lord. And we just thank you for the opportunity to support them. We ask for you to go ahead and start raising up people who will want to go on a trip from Trinity next summer, Lord, that we will have a group to go and be able to experience their little slice of heaven. We ask this all in your name.
I pray, Father, for the Noah's grandparents. They would just be wise for this phase of life, for the opportunity to interact with and encourage and train and example and come alongside each of the kids in a unique and special way. It's close, it's fast-paced, it's busy. But, Father, I pray for your word to be visible in their words and their actions as they labor amongst their kids and grandkids.
Jesus, thank you so much for Kate and Nono. Just thank you that you have put them there and how you are sustaining them. Continue to give them wisdom, Lord God. Do pray for good health for them. We do pray for this virus to just stop and for them to all have good health and that you would strengthen them as they all recover. God, pray for your protection, your physical protection of every team, of every team member. We know that you are in control, Lord, and we would just ask for your protection there. Thank you for each group that's coming to be with them, Lord, and that they might encourage Kate Nono and that Kate Nono might challenge them in every way to follow you. Lord, I just pray your blessings on them. We love them so much. Thank you for them.
Heavenly Father, I just think, remember back in the mid-90s when Bill Jackson said, you just got to take Parker down to Jamaica. And Dono was working with the construction, and that trip to Jamaica changed our lives. And now Parker's taking his family down. So he has a son that's about the same age he was when he went to Jamaica. And so I just thank you for what you're doing in the lives of the young people that come down here, the kids that catch a vision of mission, and God just changes their hearts. And what a great environment to see how you're working around the world and have such loving family to greet them and make them feel at home. So I just pray for Kate Nunners the rest of the time there in this ministry, that you just bless it. Let them slow down sometimes and get some rest. Thank you that they are blessed with being with their family right there as they're ministering for you. What an incredible blessing that is. So we just pray that you will give them a good rest on this needed vacation, and that they'll just have time to reflect on you and just draw closer to you, and that you will give them great rest. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.